So I'm driving to Home Depot and I'm gonna pretend I'm getting some propane, and I'm gonna pretend like that I'm being bombarded with narcissistic thoughts as I'm, you know, past relationship with a narcissist. I'm pretending like I'm being bombarded with those thoughts as I'm driving. So that's what I'm trying to teach you how to fight this. And once you get it, it's over. First of all, you have to admit you believed a lie and you projected a false reality onto them. You projected a false reality onto them. And that's why it all, I mean, really, seriously. So I'm going down the road. So let's say there's a thought like, I wonder what they're thinking. Wonder what they're doing. Wonder what they're. It don't matter. It wasn't. It. They don't care. It was all fake. It was all fake. They don't care. It was all fake. So then you go down the road and you go about your. It could be 2 or 3 days, you know. Wonder if I'll hear back. You don't want to hear back. It don't matter if you hear back because it's the same lies. It's the same toxic. It's toxic. What are they doing? Drinking, drugging, who knows? Who cares what they're doing? Watching TV, hanging out with more toxic people, sitting there trying to scheme for somebody else. Just start redoing the narrative. The brainwashing that you brainwashed yourself with, really, they just let you build that fake reality bubble. The ideas that you put in your own narrative, they allowed those. They became a mirror image. They became what you wanted them to be. That's why they mirror you. That's why they watch your social media and just repeat what you've already said. They're mimics. Look, think about the demon that's in a narcissist. The demon is a mimic. They're mimics. If you watch the other video, the reason the demons in them try to push you into the flesh, and even if they do pull you into the flesh mind, trigger you, they can't admit that they did it. They have to blame you for them getting triggered when they triggered you, because it's a demon program. They're blind to it. So you're going about your business and the thought, well, I miss talking to them. No, you don't. Because it was all lies. It was fake reality. They didn't. Okay, let's say. Okay, you missed talking to what? They didn't listen. They interrupted. They were feeding you a bunch of lies. They didn't even remember that you did this or this. And they didn't really care what you were saying. They let you believe that they were listening. They interrupted you. They didn't hear a word you say. It didn't matter what you wanted. They had their own agenda. They didn't care. Future faking. It wasn't real. The conversations were not even real. Now, when you get to that point, you're getting ready to be free. Because they don't care. All they're doing is learning. If you do get a word in edgewise, they're just learning what you want to believe so they can create that fake reality bubble. You're a backup. Like Bounty Hunter D with his show, he'll have some cheaters come in there and so the couple, they're living together, whether, and this other person shows up and the person comes through the door and says, who is this? That's my boo. And Bounty Hunter D says, no, you're the side piece. What do you mean I'm the side piece? This is the real. No, you were the side piece. You were the side piece. And even the person that they're living with is a side piece because they got two or three going at one time. For real. Because they have they're void. They're always living in fear, you know. They don't want to work. They're usually lazy. They're usually con artists. And they're good talkers. And you might say, well, how did they do this? They have no conscience. They learned this as a child. They've been working on this. They've been experimenting with this forever. It's their skill. It's their trade. It's their It's their craft. It's a craft. It's all they know. That's how they survive. Eventually, they will hit rock bottom with their age and just life in general. They'll have so much... they're addicts because they're trying to quench their conscience. If anybody's an addict, they're usually trying to quench their conscience. So why else would you be an addict? Because you want to get that cognitive dissonance has to go away because you know you're doing wrong. And so what you have to do is take some alcohol or some marijuana or something to quench that cognitive dissonance. That's why they become addicts, because they don't want to face themselves. They don't want to face their shame. They don't want to face their lies. They don't want to face their duplicity. They don't want to face their worry or their fear or whatever. If they just told the person they were with, hey, I've got fear about this. I got fear about the future. Let's say there was a woman out there who was narcissistic. And she had a, hey, I'm afraid of the future. If you die tomorrow, what am I going to do? He says, well, I'll go get an insurance policy then. But if she's narcissistic, she might kill him for that insurance policy. So he better tell everybody. He better tell the law. He better post it on social media. Hey, I'm getting the insurance policy for my wife today. If she's narcissistic, she might kill him. Hire a hitman. They do it. It's all about money. The world, the flesh, the pride of life, outward show, image. It's a demon. It's a demon program. The world is a demon program. The flesh is a demon program. The pride of life is a demon program. They're running on programs. I'm telling you. So that they want to put these programs in your mind year after year after year. It might be 10 years. And you got these programs on it. You've got to reprogram your thinking. And the only way you're going to do is cut off the TV, the noise, the media, and all that, and get rid of all the pictures and all the past and throw it all in the trash and say it wasn't real and throw it all in the trash. Get rid of all of it. I did that one time. I did that. I did it twice. I did it twice because I wasn't living in the past. I'm living in the now. I'm not living in... Oh no, what if it would have worked out? What if we would have been happy? Well, you would have been happy from the get-go. They should have had communication. They don't want to communicate because they know that they'll get caught. I talked to one of my renters. I said, one of these renters, one of my renters is just like a hermit. She don't want to say nothing. He said, you know why, right? I said, why? You don't want, just the less she talks, the less you find out about what's really going on. Oh, okay. Good point. Appreciate it, man. I understand that. I'm definitely going to stay away from that situation. Anyway, you just have to take a thought, be aware of your thoughts and what puts you in that state of mind where you're running on a program, and step back and say, okay, pay attention to your thoughts. Oh, that wasn't real. It was never real. It was fake. It was fake reality. It didn't exist. It was a show. It was a scam. It was a con game. They wanted to steal your property. They wanted to, think of it this way. They were trying to kill you. They were trying to set you up. They were trying to hack your stuff. They wanted to steal your property. Think of it that way. Then you will wake up and say, oh, I'm not going back this time. At all.